Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here, former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Welcome to my Freedom Report Live podcast. Today we are talking about Philadelphia soda tax. Specifically, it is the reason why I think a lot of people hate Democrats. Not that people really need many more reasons, as they got a rout in this last election, sweeping the Republican Party to power in all major branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and soon the judicial, when Donald Trump decides who the next Supreme Court justice will be to replace Antonin Scalia. Today is January the 4th, Wednesday, January the 4th, 2017. Happy New Year's to you. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. And today I want to talk about this topic because it's just the kind of eyeball rolling thing that libertarians look at and say, yeah, it's plainly obvious why the Democratic Party was swept from power in this previous election. And this is that whole taxation is theft kind of thing that we jive with. It is the soda tax. It is the soda tax. And I want to talk about it because it's the kind of thing where it's always so counterintuitive, these taxes. It's always, they always try and pass, government never tries to pass legislation and says exactly what it is. We're going to punish people. What they do is they say, oh, well, we're not just going to punish these people, but we're going to help other people with it, right? And the bureaucrats say, well, we're going to use this to fund these programs or that program, or we're going to do this, we're going to do all of this good for it. And of course, you know, there are people who are going to be harmed by it, and then they carve out exceptions here and there so that it's really subject to the whims of the bureaucrats, and it's the people who get harmed who don't have any political power that don't have a say in these things. And, you know, I'm going to read to you from a few stories about this, but people are really outraged online over the price. Some people are paying more for the tax than they are for the actual beverage that they're purchasing. Let's listen to this. I've actually got a story from June 16th of 2016, because that's when the soda tax initially passed, and it just took effect on January 1st. After surviving some legal challenges. So I want to read the story about it when it first passed. And then I've got a list, the big list of drinks that are and aren't taxed. So you can hear a little bit more about how arbitrary these rules and restrictions are. And then we can talk about it a little bit after. So this story came from Philly.com from June 16th. And the title is Soda Tax Passes. Philadelphia is first big city in nation to enact one. Looking to raise millions for a bold expansion of early childhood education, Philadelphia City Council on Thursday approved a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sugar sweetened and diet beverages. They're even going after the diet beverages. Oh, poor diet beverage people, drinking people. It's the first such tax imposed in a major U.S. city. I don't know if that's true. Didn't New York have a soda tax for a little while? I think it passed, but then it got struck down. The 13-4 vote put to bed months of speculations and at times bitter negotiations, but also ensured that the national spotlight will stay tuned on Philadelphia for months, if not years. Critics quickly vowed a court challenge, and as the city introduces the unprecedented levy and its economic and public health effects come into view, experts, advocates, and legislators will surely be watching closely. Mayor Kenney, who can count this as the first major political victory of his term, called its start to, quote, changing the narrative of poverty in our city. That's his quote, changing the narrative of poverty in our city. And I'd like to add an addendum to that, by making poor people pay more for the sugary drinks that they drink. It's, quote, it's been generations we've been going downhill with our kids in our neighborhoods, Kenny said, and it's going to take some time to get us back, but this is the first step back. You think that taxing sugary sodas is going to get kids in your neighborhoods back on track? You think that's going to stop the violence in Philly? You think that's going to get more kids in school? It's just absolutely amazing. It's like the Simpsons meme where that lady comes into the city council and she's like, but the children! I mean, don't you just want to give like a firm backhand to these people who pass all of these laws for the public safety, my children. Why don't we just tax fat people directly? You know, why do we have to do it indirectly through a soda tax? Why don't we just make every citizen get on a scale in the morning, and if you are deemed fat, then you just have to pay a tax. And Obamacare and all these laws, they do that. What they do is they provoke hatred towards our public legislators, and they promote a disrespect for the law. And that's why people don't respect the law anymore, because the law is perverted and the police powers of this state perverted along with it. The tax will hit thousands of products, essentially anything bottled, canned, or from a fountain with either sugar or artificial sweetener added, with a few exceptions. Of course there are going to be exceptions, because it's for the children. It is expected to raise about $91 million annually. Yeah, right. To be spent on expanding pre-kindergarten programs in the city. Yeah, right. Creating community schools. Yeah, right. Improving parks, recreation centers, and libraries, and offering a tax credit for businesses that sell healthy beverages. And herein is where the malevolence of the state comes into its full fruition. A tax credit for businesses that sell healthy beverages. So if you do what the government wants, we subsidize you. Doesn't that remind you of that old Ronald Reagan quote, if it moves, tax it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to subsidize the businesses that they deem are selling healthy beverages at the expense of those who don't. So the people who are giving the consumers what they want are forced to subsidize the companies that are giving the consumers things that they don't want. Why can't we just let people decide what they want and what they don't want? I mean, a tax, ladies and gentlemen, is effectively a restriction, right? Because what they do is, all you have to do to effectively get something, to regulate something out of existence, is just to tax it, right? Because a tax is a prohibition, right? And they say it's for the poor people. Well, what happens when the poor people want to buy sugary drinks, right? They can't afford it. So you're taking these options away from these poor people. And I get so sick of it. I'm sorry, I don't want to rant too much, because this is going to be a long show, because I got a long list of products here we're going to talk about. Then we continue, and then I'll rant later. The levy is half the 3-cent rate Kenny initially saw. It's half. What they got is half of what he actually wanted. The compromise, which added diet drinks to the mix, was supported by all but council's three Republicans, right? And two Democrats. Actually, one Democrat, excuse me. One Democrat, Maria Quinones, I'm sure how to pronounce that, Quinones Sanchez, was the only Democrat to come out against it. Well, good for you. You're the last good Democrat in Philly, Maria. Council President Daryl Clark, who fiercely opposed similar taxes when they were twice proposed by Mayor Michael Nutter, voted in favor. What happened to you? Nutter, who has been noticeably absent during the debate on a tax for which he twice tried to win support on Thursday, took to Twitter to congratulate Kenny and Council. It was the right thing for Philly when I proposed it 5+ years ago, and it's right today, he wrote. Philadelphia's tax will be levied on distributors. Only time will tell how much it will trickle down to consumers. Now, time has passed, and now we see how much it's trickling down to consumers. We're going to talk about it here in just a second, because we see that some people are paying more for the good for the tax than they are for the good. Listen to this. There was a ShopRite lady who posted her transaction from ShopRite. It was a $5.99 bottle of Propel, $6 beverage. She paid $3 in taxes on it. $9.75 for a bottle of flavored water in Philadelphia. But it's for the children. It's for the children. You must hate children. You must hate poor people, Austin. I can hear it right now. Those stupid Democrats. You just don't want the early childhood programs. Blah, blah. Well, let me just tell you that the early childhood programs that don't work. All right, it's just like all of those products that they were selling to the baby born, whatever the names of those products. Some of the people who are parents, help me out here. Where it's like it's supposed to be. Oh yeah, Baby Einstein. Have you ever heard of those Baby Einstein products? Early childhood education is like the Baby Einstein products. The Baby Einstein products were supposed to make your baby smarter because they were teaching them all these skills and blah, blah, blah. Well, they proved scientifically that the babies actually don't learn anything from those things because it's too early. So the idea that early childhood education administered by the government is going to suddenly help these kids, then I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, right? 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 You're gullible. You're just freaking gullible. Just be honest about what it is. It's not about early childhood education. It's a babysitter. It's a state-funded babysitter. You're charging poor people and fat people and people who drink Diet Pepsi. What was that quote Donald Trump said? Donald Trump had a famous quote. I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. You got to hand it to Donald Trump. I don't care for his policies, but his quotes are absolute gold, right? If anything, just destroying the social justice warriors would make America great again, if that's all Donald Trump did. Unfortunately, I'm nervous that he's going to be supporting proposals like this in the future. Anyways, exempt products include baby formula, of course, because we got to look after the children, and beverages that are more than 50% fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, or milk. Beverages for which customers request sweetener or add it themselves are also exempt. Oh man, I could just see it right now, like the city council debating over this. It's like, well, what if they want a cup of coffee, but they add the sweetener themselves? Right? Oh my gosh. It's micromanaging to the extreme. This is exactly why people hate Democrats, is because they want to be involved in every aspect of our lives. So it just, you know, and then of course, when you come in and you say, oh, well, why don't we just, you know, weigh fat people every morning, make them have a scale. And let's just say that before they want to go out and walk on those government subsidized sidewalks, I mean, fat people destroy sidewalks more than thin people do. So before fat people can use the sidewalk, since they're going to destroy the sidewalk more, why don't we tax them before they leave the house, right? Well, just tax fat people directly. But they're not going to do that. They're going to couch it in this rhetoric that it's for the children, for these useless pre-kindergarten programs that are really just glorified daycare programs. Why don't you just call it what it is? You want the state to be your babysitter. That's what it is. And these adults, I think these Democrats need babysitters. Can we have late childhood programs for Democrats, re-education programs for Democrats, something like FDR's camps that he put the Japanese into, and we can take all the Democrats, put them into those camps, and we can re-educate them, and that way they don't, and how about we just don't have them not do anything? They don't have to work, they don't have to do anything. We would probably have a net gain on our economy if instead of all these spending all of this money taxing this, let's just spend the money to tax people to put Democrats into camps, and then they don't have to work, and there you go. And then I think the entire economy will thrive because we can just play Baby Einstein videos for these idiots, and then maybe they will actually learn something like reading, writing, and arithmetic, or maybe perhaps a little bit of economics. But, you know, easier for, what is it Jesus said? Easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get in heaven. Well, there needs to be one for Democrats. Easier for a Democrat to go into a re-education camp than it is to teach them economics. I don't know. I'm bastardizing here, but this stuff just pisses me off. Critics of the plan, ranging from bodega owners to the powerful American Beverage Association, have said it will lead to the loss of beverage industry jobs. No crap. And disproportionately affect the poor. Of course it will, because the poor people's got to take care of the children's. Proponents argued that the tax will lift Philadelphians out of poverty by paying for investments in the city's most struggling neighborhoods. Yeah, right. You know that the bureaucrats are going to take a big fat cut of that paycheck. Social Security is another example. They go in and they say, oh, well, we're going to take your money and we're going to steal your money from you. We're going to tax you, and then we're going to give it to you at the end of your life if you live that long. Unfortunately, if you're an African American, you don't live as long as white people, so you're going to pay into the system, but you're never going to collect. Whoa, that's not politically correct. Both sides have saturated the city and City Hall with their pitches, but neither favored a quiet close. On morning of the vote, anti-tax advocates stacked dozens of beverages with signs showing the post-tax prices, while supporters celebrated nearby with a soda fountain, dropping Mentos by the handful into 2-liter bottles as preschoolers erupted in laughter as the beverages exploded out of their containers. Is that not the perfect picture of the absolute? And this is not just the pejorative here. I'm talking about the real retardation of the Democrats here. They're dropping Mentos and Coke and making preschoolers laugh. That is the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. That they are the preschoolers. The American Beverage Association has spent nearly $5 million on advertising against the tax. A nonprofit created to support the mayor's initiative spent $2 million, but they lost. And $1.6 million of it, of course, comes from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg said, obesity and poverty are both intractable national problems, Bloomberg said. No policy takes more direct aim at both than Philadelphia's tax on sugary drinks. Can we have a tax on stupidity? How about a tax on fascism? Obesity and poverty are both intractable national problems. America is the only country in the world where our poor people are obese. Think about that. It's the first time in human history that a country has had a problem of obesity. And why? It's because we are free Americans who should be free to get as fat, to blow up like balloons if we want. And that is your right as an American. Ron Swanson, mother effers. I have to say, this is exactly why people hate Democrats. Anyway, so let's move on. Modern day, the tax is passed. And I've got a story here. This came out January 3rd yesterday about this is the big list of drinks that are and aren't taxed. Very interesting here because there's some misconceptions about some of these products, about what's taxed, what's not, why they're taxed, why they're not. And here they are. So you're at the corner store looking for something delicious and cheap to drink. Under Philly's new sugar-sweetened beverage tax, it'll cost you more than it did in 2016. The tax went into effect on January 1st. The full cost of the tax, which is levied as 1.5 cents per ounce in distributors, is being passed through to consumers at many establishments. Example, a gallon of sweetened tea that costs $1.77 now goes for $3.69. because of an added $1.92 in tax. Let me read that back to you for those Democrats who might be listening who are a little thick in the head. A gallon of sweetened tea that costs $1.77 has a $1.92 tax, more than the cost of the tea. But what drinks are actually going to cost you more because of the tax? Well, a lot of them. Any drink containing a sugar-based sweetener, i.e. natural sugar, high fructose corn syrup, falls under the tax, as does any drink with an artificial sweetener, right? You can't even get away with it if you're drinking Stevia. Some of the few exceptions are drinks comprised of greater than 50% milk, or greater than 50% fruit or vegetables, or a combination of both. Sodas, taxed. All diet and sodas are subject to tax, including cans, bottles, 2 liters, cases, and fountain sodas. That does include sparkling waters. Here are some of the most popular items subject to the tax. Root beer, Canada Dry, Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, Fresca, Mountain Dew. Mug root beer, Schweppes ginger ale. Oh, my ginger ale. Man, that is painful. I love me some ginger ale. Stewart's, Sierra Mist, Sprite, Sunkist. Now your energy drinks are going up too. All energy drinks are subject to the tax under the new beverage law, including 5-Hour Energy. 5-Hour Energy! Amp, Monster, Mountain Dew Kickstart, Red Bull, Rockstar, Sobe Energize, and your delicious Starbucks Double Shot will be taxed. Do they tax it at the Starbucks stores too? I guess they must, right? But what about the Starbucks coffees? I mean, if you go and you buy a Starbucks coffee, I mean, that's more than 50 bucks. That's more than 50 cents. It doesn't say right here, but theoretically, shouldn't the Dunkin' Donuts, the French Vanilla Hazelnut Iced Coffee, which I friggin' love, shouldn't those be taxed as well? Doesn't quite say there. I wasn't able to find that information. But if any of you listeners right now want to write that in the comments, that would be terrific. I would really appreciate that. You guys enjoying the show so far? I'm loving watching your comments. Taxed fruit juices, punches, and lemonade that are less than 50% fruit and or vegetable juice. That includes popular drinks like Arizona Fruit Punches and Juices, Capri Sun, Goya, Hawaiian Punch, High C, Little Hug, Minute Maid, Mystic, Nantucket Nectars, Ocean Spray Juices, Snapple Juices, Starbucks Bottle Refreshers, Sunny Delight, Tropicana Fruit Juices, V8 Splash, Welch's juices. Listen to this. Now, here's what's not taxed. You got orange juice. This article says for the most part, orange juices are close to 100% pure, such as those by Minute Maid, Simply Orange, and Tropicana. Orange drink like you'd find from High C or Sunny Delight is taxed. Now, you got to know that the orange juice companies came in there and lobbied hard to make sure that they would not be taxed because orange juices are nowhere near to 100% pure. Because if you don't know anything about how orange juice is actually created, you guys need to take a look at it because actually orange juice is not what you think it is. It's not squeezed straight from the orange and then put in a glass. They actually remove all of the sugar pretty much and color from the oranges when they juice it because of the processing that goes into creating orange juice, right? Orange juice is, guarantee you guys, it's not pure because they have to actually put the sugar back into it, right? They sugar those things up like crazy. Orange juice is one of the most sugary drinks there are. But you know what? In crony capitalist America or corporatist America, I don't like to call it crony capitalism because it's not capitalism. I guarantee you that the orange juice companies came in there and lied and lobbied and just lied through their teeth about their orange juices being 100% pure because they're not, ladies and gentlemen. Look it up. There's actually this show that I really enjoy on True TV. Adam Ruins Everything. He did a segment on it. There's a really good segment, and I'm going to go ahead and just drop it in the chat for you guys. Adam Ruins Everything. If I want you guys to Google that for me. If you're listening to this later on the iTunes podcast, because the Freedom Report podcast that you're listening to right now is it's also syndicated on iTunes, Stitcher, and a few other places. But I'm gonna go ahead and drop that YouTube in there for you guys to watch after the show. Yes, please don't tune away right now. Go listen to that. Wait, let me finish my show, and then you can go watch Adam Ruins Everything. Why Orange Juice is totally BS. But again, it's not being taxed because they say it's 100% pure. Well, it's not. Alcohol mixers. Alcoholic beverages are not taxed regardless of their sugar content. However, mixers that feature sugar-based sweeteners or artificial sugar substances are taxed. Most margarita mixes, such as those by Jose Cuervo and Margaritaville, that is just... Oh, but look, not taxed. V8 Bloody Mary mix. And you gotta know that they're not gonna tax the Bloody Mary mix. They're gonna tax all the other mixes, right? But they won't tax the Bloody Mary mix because it's vegetables, right? It's really, yeah, even, you know why? It's probably because these politicians on the weekends are getting drunk as hell on Bloody Marys in the morning, and they didn't want to tax themselves because that's something that they enjoy. Dot, 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 dot. Taxed. All sports drinks contain some amount of sugar substance or artificial sweetener. They are all taxed. Gatorade, Powerade, G2, Vitamin Water, Glacio. Gosh, that is such a hippie liberal thing. You Propel. Teas and coffee drinks. Taxed. According to law, a tea or coffee drink is subject to tax if it has any form of caloric sugar-based sweetener, including but not limited to sucrose, glucose, high fructose corn syrup, stevia, aspartame, sucralose, neotame, ACE-K, whatever that is, saccharin, and adventame. That includes popular, regular, and diet items like Arizona green tea. Oh, man. Remind me to stock up on my Arizona green teas before I go into Philly. You know, the birthplace of American liberty, Philadelphia. Why have so many of our former colonies that were in rebellion against taxes now becoming, hallmarks of theft? Brisk, sweetened, and flavored teas, country time iced tea, frappuccinos, fused flavored teas, gold peak flavored and sweetened teas, honest half tea and kombuchas, international delight iced coffee, palm wonderful teas, Lipton sweetened and flavored teas, Starbucks iced coffees and refreshers, the pre-bottled ones. So you see, they're not telling us if they're going on a binge of taxing the Starbucks coffees, like the iced coffees and the frappuccinos, because those are sugary. But I mean, if you had to enforce a ban, if you did that to people and you started to charge people $15 for a Starbucks iced coffee, a fresh Starbucks iced coffee, I think maybe we'd have a rebellion at that point. Maybe they should do it just because maybe people would finally revolt against these revolting Democrats. Sweet Leaf sweetened and flavored teas, V8 iced tea, Turkey Hill sweetened and flavored teas, Wawa sweetened and flavored teas, including iced tea, green tea, and sweet tea, not taxed. Plain teas and coffees without a sugar-based or artificial sweetener. Tea, taxed. Arctic Splash. And they don't know if Arctic Splash is really tea. Yeah, yeah. So that is why people hate Democrats. Listen to this. This is one last article I'm going to read you from Philly.com, and then I'll close it out, round it out. Philly, we knew it was coming, but Philadelphia's new beverage tax is giving shoppers sticker shock. That's a little bit of it. Say that three times fast. Shoppers sticker shock. Shoppers sticker shock. Shoppers sticker shock. That's a tough one. The tax took effect on Sunday at the distribution level, and as expected, some companies are passing the added cost on to customers. No. No, say it isn't so. The tax? The consumers are paying the tax? You mean the tax... Are you telling me that the government passed a tax on distributors and those distributors pass it on to the consumers? Get out of town. You've got to be kidding. No way. They would never do that. Shoppers on Monday were checking receipts to gauge the impact of the new beverage tax. Different retailers have different policies. Acme is adding the full cost of the tax, 1.5 cents per ounce to the retail price. So a 20-ounce soda that was $1.08 on Saturday is now up 30 cents to $2.18. ShopRite says, in the interest of transparency, it wants customers to understand why prices are significantly up, and they're taking a different approach. The primary shelf tags show the untaxed price, but below them in yellow is the full tax that will be added to the register and printed as a separate line item. Good for you, ShopRite. Yeah, That's the way to be, man. Show people why they're where the tyranny is happening. That's what I want to see. I want to see the full tyranny in the system. That's the thing. That's why I don't like what Milton Friedman did with the income tax, where we have withholding, where they take the money from you in the first place. Because if people had to write a check to the government every April 15th for everything that they have to pay, I guarantee you that there would be a revolution. That's why I don't like the withholding, because it just delays the pain. That's the whole point of it, is to make people not feel as much pain. But I say put the freaking screws to them, just like they really are. Make people feel the full brunt of these idiotic statist democratic policies. Chuck Andrews picked up $1.77 gallon jug of tea, got home, looked at his receipt. When I read the receipt, I'm like, wait a minute, I paid more in tax than I did for the product. The tax on the $1.77 gallon tea was $1.92. Andrews' point is that he would rather have the full cost, the product and the tax inclusive, posted on the main shelf tag. A customer at a Save-A-Lot on Woodhaven Road snapped a picture of a 12-pack diet green tea, and the price surge of what normally costs $4.99 is now $8.03. And yes, one of my commenters here had a great point. He said, enter the pop black market, Donald E. Longerfeld. How long until we see some black man standing on the corner selling cheaper soda beverages, and then some cops are going to come in and choke him to death like they did to Eric Garner when he was selling loose cigarettes in the streets of New York, and then the Democrats are going to cry racism like the idiots that they are. I'm sorry, Occupy Wall Streeters. I'm sorry, Democrats. But when you get the mace in the face, when you get the truncheon, that is the tax. That is the tax. You're being taxed. So that is the tax, and for the libertarians and the conservatives who have to watch you all getting maced and beat down in the streets for the policies that you asked for, it's really hard to feel sorry for you. And it's not racist. It's because of the taxes that you all demand. When you ask for a tax, you're asking for violence. Because if you don't pay the tax, then the government will do violence. The money generated from the tax will help fund Mayor Jim Kenney's pre-K program. I understand that the school systems need money, but there's other ways to go about it than to make such a drastic increase on soda. Elena Porsche of South Philadelphia said, Elena, you win our Patriot of the Day award. Thank you. The mayor's office tells Action News, the tax on the distribution of sweetened beverages from companies like Coca-Cola to dealers like supermarkets, and because it's not a sales tax, distributors don't have to pass it on to customers. You idiots. Of course they're going to pass it on to customers. Why should the distributor pay the tax? The whole point is to make money. They're not going to lose money. They can't, or they go out of business. It's all about screwing the little guy, screwing the customer, and those are the people that have to pay the tax. Small businesses like Franzoni's in Minook, Manayunk? Never heard of it. Have already been getting an earful from customers about the higher prices and wonder what this will mean for their future. Yeah, darn right. Quote, the businesses will take a hit with profits, the customers take a hit with payment, and it's kind of a lose-lose in Philadelphia with this tax, Mike Maziarz of Franzoni's said. Many people are saying they will go out of Philadelphia rather than pay the tax. Heroes, all of them. Others say they will change what they buy. So now I know I'm buying water. Carl Salisbury of North Philadelphia said. It's also important to note, if grocery stores purchased these taxable beverages last week from the distributors, then the soda tax wouldn't apply. But if the beverages were purchased on the 1st of January after, it would. So think about this. He said, this is really important. This is the last point I want to make here. So Carl Salisbury here says, now I know I'm going to buy water instead of soda taxes, right? So here's the problem with the tax. You're destroying the revenue that you wanted to get for these pre-child. If you want people not to get fat and not to have obesity, and you're taxing them so that they won't do it, well, that means they're going to purchase less of these beverages in the future, which means you're going to have less revenue for these programs. It's kind of the same line of thinking with the cigarette taxes. They pass cigarette taxes because it's a vice, right? They say it's considered a worse vice even than drinking sugary soda, which we know it's a vice, but it's much less of a vice nowadays than a hated vice than smoking cigarettes. But they pass these taxes on cigarettes, and I actually did a really good debate on this on Russia Today about cigarette taxes funding preschools being used to fund these early childhood education programs. I'll drop this in the chat as well. But what's happening is that guys are going to stop. They're going to stop buying soda. So what's going to happen is that, yeah, they may be getting a little bit healthier, but you're not getting the soda tax because they're not buying the soda anymore. Or people may just do it in the black market, or they leave Philadelphia to go buy it somewhere else. So you're hurting businesses in Philadelphia, you're hurting consumers, and you're losing the revenue that you hoped you were going to get. So if you thought you were going to help the children, well, you're destroying the revenue stream that you thought was going to happen because people are leaving to go buy it somewhere else, and you're not getting the tax revenue. Why are Democrats so stupid? I just don't understand how a human being cannot understand these basic economic concepts. Let me just tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I am a freaking musical theater major. Okay, I didn't go to school for economics. I didn't have to, because economics is a social science that's fairly plainly obvious. Supply and demand. A tax is a regulation. A tax is a prohibition, essentially. It's a prohibition for the poor. It's a prohibition for poor people, so to say that, oh no, you poor people, you only the rich people can afford to buy these products. Sorry, but that's what it is. That it's a prohibition. That's another reason, quote, quote, why they took gold off of the currency list and made it a commodity, is because the Federal Reserve and all the banksters want to hoard this commodity, and so they tax it so that it's effectively impossible for poor people to get their hands on that, what I see as a currency. I think gold and silver should be currencies, not commodities. But when you tax something, you're effectively prohibiting it. And the end result of that is the power that flows from the barrel of the gun. And that's why people hate Democrats, because you're all a bunch of thugs and a bunch of thieves, writ large. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the audio report of the Freedom Report podcast. Did you enjoy the show today? If you guys liked it, then do me a favor, spread this podcast, share it with your friends right now on Facebook if you're listening, or later on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher. You'll get these audio podcasts when I update them. Right now, I'm doing 3 video podcasts a week and 3 audio podcasts a week. It's a lot of work, a lot of content. I can't go live every single day until I get my own production company, because man, it is a lot of work doing all this by myself. But hopefully we'll have a staff soon, and that will, the best way for you guys to help that happen is to buy some of my merchandise. I've got some really cool products at threadsofliberty.com. If you guys want to help support the cause, you can go to threadsofliberty.com. It's the AP collection. You can get a Make Taxation Theft Hat Again. You can get that in a shirt as well. Very attractive products. And also my famous quote, I want to live in a world where gay married couples can protect their marijuana plants with fully automatic rifles. Now, if that isn't going to start a fun conversation with your friends, family, and people on the street, I don't know what is. So get your shirt at threadsofliberty.com. Help me get a staff in here, guys. That way I can go live every day. I don't have to go work for some big, huge news agency. I can just keep spreading freedom here every single day. We can build the Libertarian Republic and libertyviral.com. Also, check out the Stonegate Institute, my nonprofit. We're doing a lot of good work this year. We're going to be fighting these kinds of tyrannies on the local level. Go to stonegateinstitute.org, S-T-O-N-E-G-A-I-T, stonegateinstitute.org. And again, don't forget, share this live stream, this podcast with your friends right now. As soon as you're done, share it on your timeline and help spread the message of economic freedom and personal liberty. Have a wonderful day and stay free.